Over the past three decades, the unsentimental gangster movie has become one of the most reliable of British imports, from Get Carter and The Long Good Friday through Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. British movie makers have shown us around their own mean streets. Sexy Beast is the latest. Critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
You can tell from its opening shot that Sexy Beast is going to have style to burn. But that image of retired hard guy Gal Dove baking by the side of a Spanish pool does more than announce a jazzy visual style that pulls you in. It introduces actor Ray Winstone, who gives a charismatic performance as a gangster gone soft, a man desperate to hold on to the good life, but not sure if he has the strength. And when a boulder rolls down the hill, narrowly missing Gal, it foreshadows the arrival of another unguided missile. That would be Don Logan, played by Ben Kingsley as a flesh-and-blood Terminator, terrifying enough to forever banish all thoughts of Gandhi. Logan is Gal's nemesis from the London underworld, who's come to get him to do the proverbial one last job.
Do it.
I'm really tired.
Do it.
This is madness. I've had enough of this crime and punishment bollocks. I'm happy here.
I won't let you be happy. Why should I? Friday, the Grosvenor, you'll be there.
I won't.
You will, I told Ted you're doing it. Don't you show me up.
No, I won't be there.
You will, you missed the Roundtree.
No,
Don. Yes, Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Grosvenor.
No, Don.
Friday.
I won't be there.
You will.
No, Don.
Yes, 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 yes!
Kingsley's character is first seen from behind, walking through a Spanish airport with the pumped-up and purposeful stride of a human projectile. The psychotic Logan is the picture of menace, a man who knows how to hurt people every way they can be hurt, a soul eater with an unswerving instinct for exploiting human weakness.
Sir, I'm afraid you can't smoke.
What do you want?
Your cigarette. You have to put it out.
Cigarette? What? This? No, I'm not going to put it out.
You must.
What's that?
If you don't, we can't take off.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? It's your move.
Why don't you just put the cigarette out?
What's that, Sancho? You want me to cut your hands off, use it as an ashtray? Yeah, I'll put it out, providing you're prepared to let me stub it out on your eyeball. I'll put it out. Agreeable? No.
Besides a psychological duel between the vulnerable Gal and the all-menace all-the-time Logan, Sexy Beast's fine script, written by the team of Lewis Mellis and David Cinto, also features a nifty burglary scheme. As the screws tighten, the retired gangster ends up having to play a terribly dangerous game to survive. Sexy Beast brings considerable virtues to telling this tale, not the least being its direction. This is the feature debut of Jonathan Glazer, one of Britain's top commercial and music video directors. But don't let that worry you. Glazer is visibly excited by working in the feature medium, and he said in interviews that he was eager to take on a character-driven, dialogue-intensive piece because that area is one of his weaknesses. His success is a marked contrast to the efforts of most hot young American commercial directors who are recruited by the studios to blow things up in their feature debuts. They, and Hollywood, could learn a lesson from Sexy Beast.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.